Good morning, and thank you for joining us today. You're listening to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams, and I want to begin this morning in the book of Galatians, the book of Galatians chapter 1. And this is where Paul speaks of the message that he has received from Christ. I want to start in verse 11. Dear brothers and sisters, I want you to understand that the gospel message I preach is not based on mere human reasoning. I received my message from no human source, and no one taught me. Instead, I received it by direct revelation from Jesus Christ. You know what I was like when I followed the Jewish religion, how I violently persecuted God's church. I did my best to destroy it. I was far ahead of my fellow Jews in my zeal for the traditions of my ancestors. Even before I was born, God chose me and called me by His marvelous grace, and it pleased Him to reveal His Son to me so that I would proclaim the good news about Jesus to the Gentiles. I'm gonna skip forward a few verses to verse 21. It says, after that visit, I went north into the provinces of Syria and Cilicia. And still the Christians in the churches in Judea didn't know me personally. All they knew was that people were saying, the one who used to persecute us is now preaching the very faith that he tried to destroy. And they praised God because of me. Now, as I read this, and what Paul could have done in the midst of these things is go and try to hide the fact that he was, that for what he used to be, he could have tried to hide the fact that he was a persecutor of Christians. But no, the Lord used that mightily in his life to accomplish his purposes in the life of Paul. His past, even though that wasn't a part of who he was anymore, that was the very thing that the Lord used to glorify himself. And I know just with all of us who are listening, we all have things in our past that we are ashamed of, and things that we would just like to just try to sweep under the rug and hide, just say, yeah, this is not who I am anymore. Things that we don't want to talk about or share. But those very things could be the things that the Lord uses to qualify you to speak life into someone. The things that we have been through, the things that we have been delivered out of, are important to remember a lot of times, not to dwell on, but to remember for the sake of, okay, Lord, I know the bondage that I was in, the shackles that bound me, and I know how you have freed me. So, Lord, as other people in my past see me, and they see me for what you are making me to be, I want them to praise you. I want them to see you because they see a different person. They see a new creation. So I'd ask this morning that as you go throughout today, ask the Lord to give you opportunity to not just forget about your past, but to let your past, to let the Lord use your past today. Let Him use your former weakness to show His glory and His strength. And also that He would show your current weakness, that we are continually weak and feeble, and that we would always have our full reliance and our sufficiency in Him today. May others find the God that we have found. May others find that through changed lives and through Spirit, and through the Spirit that is drawing them as they see the Lord working and accomplishing His purposes through us. Let's pray together. Lord, this morning, I can't even begin. Can't even begin to thank you, Lord, for what? The ways that you have delivered me. Lord, the ways that you have brought me out of. Lord, of my wretchedness, God. Lord, I thank you today for your grace that extravagantly covers me in the midst of my daily struggle with sin. Lord, but knowing in those things that I am yours, Lord, that you love me, Lord, that I am your child, Lord, even in the midst of just the daily struggle, the things in this world, God, Lord, I want those to be, Lord, the very things that you use to glorify yourself. Lord, as people look at our lives, Lord, and they see you, and they see transformation that they know could not happen on our own. They know that these are things that we cannot bring about, but they see the power of God working through lives of individuals. So, Lord, we don't shy away from those things, oh Lord, but we boast, Lord, in you. Lord, we boast in you, in what you have done, and we boast in our weakness. May others see that today. So, Lord, in song, as we worship you today, Lord, these songs are about your redemption towards us, on how you alone have the power to save and redeem us. We sing of your power. We sing of your strength. Lord, and we sing of your glory this morning.
Praise the one who
of God and man, you are high and lifted up.